Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And our favors,
our
favors. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And our favors,
our favors.
You know it's.
Greetings to you, our radio listening audience, and welcome again this Sunday morning to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. For all the Muslims and others who are fasting during this month of Ramadan, we want to greet you with Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan is the month in which the Creator, Almighty Allah, reveals His final revelation as a mercy and a healing for the diseases in the hearts of men. All the evil we see in the world today, we can stop by the purification of our hearts. Allah says in His final revelation for mankind, the Holy Quran, He or she that purifies their hearts succeeds in life, and he or she that corrupts their heart with sin fails in life. Purify your heart, the words of Allah given to you in His final revelation, the Holy Quran. We want to thank you for joining us this morning, our radio listening audience, as we bring to you another broadcast, Sunday morning broadcast, from our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And now I bring to you our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Ramadan Mubarak to all of those fasting that are Muslims and all of those that are fasting that are not Muslims. This is something that is so wonderful that today we see that people are beginning to recognize of all religions and all races that Al-Islam is not just for Muslims. Al-Islam was revealed during this month of Ramadan in what's called the Night of Power. And it was the Quran, not it, subhanAllah, in this English language, but the Quran itself is the word of the Creator, of every created thing. So now, we're on with a little prayer, because I always like to open with prayer. And this starts today. This starts, everything starts in prayer, because everything that is sustained, every morning we wake up, we are unconscious and we're next to death. And it's only through the grace and the mercy of our Creator Allah that He put life back into our body and give us an appointed term in which to understand His will and plan and strive hard to fulfill His will and plan and purpose for our life, which is good. It ain't easy. I mean, hard. Some people want to know, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? Everybody's purpose is to worship and serve Almighty God, Allah, and to serve each other in justice and goodness. That's the purpose of everybody. So we say, Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, we ask your forgiveness during this month. We ask your mercy. During this holy month, we have a 10 days of mercy, 10 days of forgiveness. And, you know, I say the other 10 days, last 10 days of the month, is you've been purified, so you want to come out of the month like a baby. And so I pray that Allah will bless us to come out of this month like a baby. A baby is completely pure. A baby have no sin. A baby knows no sin. A baby can't do sin. It can't think wrong. And that's the nature of all human beings. But we lose our good baby nature if we're grown up in a society that miseducates us and misleads us into falsehood, as what has happened to most all people today. So with that said, we say again to you all, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you all. and blessed Ramadan. May Allah bless you all with a blessed Ramadan and get the benefits of this month. Ramadan, I want to say briefly, is a month of purification. The purification has to take place in order for life to grow. Things has to be purified. Almighty Allah bring down rain from the heavens, and he purifies the earth with pure water. And the pure water that he bring down, it brings about food, life out of the earth for us to eat, food. So the same process has to happen in our life during this month in particular, and in our life in general as people. There is going to be what's called a resurrection and judgment day. We are going to die. And everybody know they're going to die, even though they may ignore it or thrust it off like, forget about it, become oblivious to it, forget it, and think that they're going to live here forever. In reality, in the deepest of their heart, they know they're going to die. They know they're going to die. They get some pain. They get things that happen to them in their life. They give them signs, you're going to die. They see other people dying around them. They know they just like them people. They're going to die. You're human. You're going to die. But the question is not whether you're going to die or not. You know that. The question most people don't really believe is that, is there really going to be a resurrection and judgment day after my dead body's in the earth and then disintegrated? Am I going to really be raised up to be judged for what I did in this life? Well, by the actions of most people, you can see that most people don't believe that, beginning with the Muslims. I said beginning with the Muslims. And why do I say that? Because the Muslims, I was just sharing with a brother, the Muslims are supposed to be leaders in faith today. What do that mean? That don't mean being better than a Christian, better than a Jew. Leading in faith means that you lead people in the right way to worship their true creator, and not, and teaching them not to worship false gods. Even in the Christian Bible, it says, thou shalt have no other God before me. Now, that don't sound like three gods talking. That sounds like one God saying, look, I'm the only God, and don't have no other gods with me. But they don't even believe that themselves, because then they'll go on and say, God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He's three in one. I shared with a man yesterday in the store, you can't even put three, mathematically, three won't even go into one. But one will go into three times. One will go into a billion times. But a billion can't go into one. So everything started from one, and everything goes back to one creator. Peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Imam Sharif Jabbar. With Ramadan is the month in which the Creator Almighty Allah reveals his final revelation as a mercy and a healing for the diseases in the hearts of men. All right. And we know and can see in this world today that there's a whole lot of diseases going on in the hearts of men. This world is more corrupt today than ever. And it's because they are not studying the final and last revelation of the Almighty Creator, Lord God. They are not studying from. They are living as though they are gods. They're serving each other as gods. And you see the results of what happens when you go against the word of your Creator, when you don't believe in your Creator, and you disrespect his way of life that he has given you, then Allah is showing you the result of a life that you want to live for yourself. All right, we have quite a few people who are listening in today who would like to give a comment or ask a question. I'm going to start with 202-604-4045. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, Isla. This is Thaddeus.
Oh, Thaddeus, thank you, my love. Good to hear from you again, Thaddeus.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And no, I just want to add real briefly, you're very right. It seems like this world is spinning out of control. There's more people being they're so, people are so lost, and we're already disconnected from the earth and the universe as it is. But the, as Uncle Shahi said, you know, God resides within us, so it's our duty to strive to be more God-like, to ascend to be one with God. So that one entity can be in a million, but a million can't go into that one. You understand what
I'm
saying?
Right.
Yes. But you can ascend to be with that one. You understand? So the problem is people are so lost into false idolizing and worshiping materialistic things, women's bodies and money, that everyone's lost. You know, look at all the craziness that's happening right now. You know, every day you turn on the news, you hear the most atrocious, the most crazy, heinous things. You know, it's like, daggone, people are just going crazy. Nothing is safe. Not even your
That's
food
right.
is safe. You know?
That's right.
So, you know, you just got to stay prayed up, you know, and ask Allah thank Allah for the blessings and ask for more blessings, you know, and He will provide. Just got to keep your head up high towards the sky, you know, and keep ascending to be more like God-like. And things, godly things will happen to you. Yeah, I just wanted to share that.
You shared a whole lot. I mean, you may have shared that, but you shared a whole lot. You shared a keg of dynamite. You shared a keg of dynamite to make an explosion in the minds of people where they will begin to think and not just react and be reactionary people, but be people of thinking. Oh, in the Bible, I'm going to say this briefly, it says, so a mind, check this out, so a mind thinketh in its heart, so is that mind. Meaning that you can't come to life in your mind until you first come to life in your heart. The heart is where Allah, or the Creator, put His spirit. And the spirit of Allah in our heart gave birth to our intellect or intelligence, which is our mind. I'm finished.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Thaddeus. We really enjoyed that. We have another guest today that and that is 919-717-2047. And we know this beautiful guest. Great support to us. And that's, we want you to come on now, Brother Larry. As-salamu alaykum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Good morning to you all. Yeah, I'd like to speak a bit on the fasting, which is such a great thing. And thank God for this month here of month of Ramadan. You know, fasting is so beautiful. I see and I've learned over the years, and I've been questioned about it quite a bit this month. I'll make this briefly if I can. And, you know, I've been kind of trying to explain some things about fasting, and so some things cross my mind this morning that tells me that fasting is about changing or taking charge of oneself. So that to me is a good definition of fasting, that you know it's about changing and one taking charge of itself. And fasting also teaches us discipline. You know, teaches one discipline. For instance, if you don't wash yourself, you don't have the discipline, or you don't care about washing anything else, or your child, or someone that needs washing. If you don't discipline yourself to eat well, then you don't have a discipline to feed someone else well. You know, another example, if you don't seek understanding, then you have no desire for understanding. So when we fast or when we discipline ourselves for these things ourselves, now when you discipline oneself for things like this, you have a desire to share that with others. So if you fast, you have a desire to show to share with others the significance of it. So inshallah, in this month that we fast, that through our example, one may question us, and we have the opportunity then to try to share as best we can the significance of fasting. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. And very well put. You want to say something, co-host?
That's beautiful. Thank you again. And yes, and then, Shabazz, we can take a word from you now. I believe that we don't have any more guests right now. So
okay.
We can take.
Well, I'll go ahead on if you want me to. I just was pausing to let you finish because I know we have to be conscious of the time. I want to just quote this surah chapter from the Holy Quran, you know, for all people. It's called Asr. I want to say it the best that I can. I don't speak Arabic fluently, but I'm going to do the best I can. I'm not trying to impress anybody out there listening that I speak Arabic fluently. I'm trying to get some understanding across to myself and the audience. So I'll say it in Arabic and translate it in English. Quickly. It goes like this: Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal as inna insana lafi kusri ladina aminu walami salil hati watasab bil haq watasab bis sabr. This is what this says right here, people. It's very important. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. It says, by the token of time, listen carefully, by the token of time or the signs of time, truly humankind, people are lost except that they have faith in the Creator and do good deeds towards each other and join together, come together in unity in the mutual teachings of truth, patience, and constancy. This is the problem with people. They don't study history. History will tell us that are solutions to our problems today. But see what has happened when you're cut off from history, that means you're cut off from the knowledge of what your oppressors want you to have so they can put you in bondage. They know if you connect back with history, it will connect you to the truth. So they keep you going ahead and not looking back. You got to know where you come from in order to know where you're going. And the Holy Quran is the final revelation. That means that it's not the only book of Allah or the Creator. It is all of his books confirmed in one book. Why did this happen? Because all the other books of Allah from Prophet Jesus or Esau or Moses or Musa, Abraham or Ibrahim, all of those scriptures were corrupted by the ungodly Jews and Gentiles. They revised those books. Not only did they corrupt those scriptures, but they killed some of the prophets and messengers that brought the truth to them, and they made their own religion and called it Judaism and Christianity. There's no such a religion that Almighty God revealed called Judaism and Christianity. In fact, Almighty God Allah didn't reveal religion at all. He revealed deen. Deen means way of life. He revealed a way of life not only for people to live, but a way of life for all creation to live. And as Brother Larry said earlier, if you look at creation and study creation, everything is under a discipline. The sun came up on time today. It ain't no accident. It's got to do that because it's under the law, divine law of the Creator. Now, if everything else in creation is following a discipline of and law, the law of the Creator, why shouldn't we as human beings, when Thaddeus said we're supposed to be godlike? We godlike means take one of the letters out of the word good, and what do you have? God. What do that mean? God is all good. So how in the world are you going to be godlike if you're a Muslim, if you're a Christian, if you're a Jew, or in any religion, and you talking one thing, you talking good, but your conduct is evil or bad? You should be striving every day to be good if you want to be godlike. And to be good is, you can't be good without being just, because Almighty God Allah say what holds up his throne is justice. His world is he said he created the whole world and the whole universe for justice. And I want to say this briefly, Brother Thaddeus, I think in particular to you, but in general for everybody. If you just think about the word universe, in the word universe is unity in verses. Verses is sign, universe. So it's unity in the verses of Almighty God that come through his revelation. And so we're supposed to be students of the university of the universe. And they cut us off from the knowledge of this society, cuts us off from the knowledge of studying creation by teaching us in science that anything that you can't prove or you can't see and you can't manifest it, it don't exist. So what are they teaching you in school? To be disbelievers in the unseen, in the reality of Allah and his unseen world. That's what they teach. I'm finished because the program is short. Thank you.
Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, and beautiful, beautiful teachings on Ramadan, the month of purification. I want to remind you, our radio listening audience, that you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of a creator. And this month, in the month of Ramadan, we're bringing you the special teaching on Ramadan, the month of purification. And we're talking about Allah sending his revelation, the final revelation to mankind, the Holy Quran. And he sent it so that that mankind would purify his soul, purify his heart, and live a life of goodness that Allah has chosen for us to live, and not the life of sin and corruption that man has chosen for himself to live. Allah sends down his rules and laws to us by way of his book, the Holy Quran, so that we will have guidance and will not go astray. And we will be grateful and appreciative for his guidance. We will be judged by the Quran in the hereafter or on the day of judgment because it is clear guidance as to how Allah has chosen for us to live our lives. And these words that I am saying to you are the words that Imam Shahid Shabazz has taught and said to us. And I was reminded of them today. Our purpose in the month of Ramadan, as he said, is for purification. We fast to restrain from doing and living this life and doing the things in this world that we know we're not doing. We become more conscious, more God conscious, and conscious of the purpose for our existence on earth according to our Creator. Ramadan represents bringing light to a world of people in spiritual darkness and ignorance without knowledge who are lost. And so by fasting, we learn to refrain from doing the things that we know are not pleasing to our Creator, Almighty Allah, to deny ourselves the chance to participate in worldly activities that we are too weak to say no to. So we want to thank Almighty Allah for this month to give us a chance to reflect on who we are and whose we are and what our purpose in life is.
Excuse me. I just want to say this very briefly. I know the time is short. If you think about people, the baby being born in the womb, the baby at each stage of development in the womb of the mother, the baby is purified in water. The baby is conceived of and created by Allah in water. Water represents purification. And so the way we come in the world as a baby into purity, that is the same way, that's our life. See, life represents purification. If you don't purify your life, you will have no life. See, sin, what it does, it corrupts the purity of your heart. And I'll say this briefly. Allah say that sin, it put little black dots on the heart. And he say if you get so many black dots on your heart, your heart become completely black, then you're beyond the point of forgiving. He won't forgive you for no more for your sins. You're beyond. He closed the doors of forgiveness on you. So this month, we need to really take serious. And as Brother Larry said, you can fear yourself. I fear myself becoming like a baby every day. I'm becoming more humble during this month. This month should humble you. See, because our true nature is humility, because we recognize that we are nothing, and our Creator is everything. He's all in all to us, and without Him, we will perish. We can't survive. He's our, not only our Creator, but He's our Sustainer. Peace.
As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu
alaykum. Alaykum
as-salam. Brother Shahid, quickly, if we got time, could you tell the audience about, I think it's the month of Ramadan is the month that that the Holy Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, and surely in this month, there are things, if you fast in sincerity, there are things that will be revealed unto oneself as we live here on this earth today.
Yes, sir. I do the best I can with the limited amount of time. Well, first of all, Ramadan was revealed during what's called the Night of Power. And I wanted to say that, you know, when people talk in any religion, or you just hear people in general conversation, you might hear them say, God is all powerful. Well, the power for change in the world and in an individual life, it comes through faith in Almighty God. We don't have no power as human beings. And during the month of Ramadan, Allah said He revealed His revelation so that whatever we go through in our human affairs, He have the answer for that problem. So the Quran carries all the solutions to all our problems as human beings. And if you go through this month sincerely, Allah says that He will bring you out of this month and He will forgive you of all of your past sins. I don't care if you're 100 years old. He said, forgive you of all your sins. And start you all new after Ramadan at the end of the Ramadan, as though you was a little baby who have committed no sin. So that's some of the benefits of Ramadan. And like what you was talking about with me earlier, if you're sincere, you can feel the elevation spiritually during this month, and things that you normally couldn't see, like you said, that would entrap you and cause you to sin. This month, you're more in tune to those things because Allah put the devil, or the one we call Satan, in prison during this month, so he can't even bother those who are fasting for Allah. So I want to just say that, Brother Larry. I thought that was very concise.
That's right. Thank you, Brother.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Thank you for the question. So I don't know how much time we have, co-host, so
We have two minutes left.
Let Brother Thaddeus come on for about 30 seconds.
I think he's still on, but he's not on the air anymore.
Okay. Well, let Brother Larry say something for at least about 30 seconds or 40 seconds before I make a prayer.
Yes, Brother Shahid. I just want to be thankful and give praise and glory to Almighty God for this month. And there again, it is a month of eye opening and humbleness and you can feel it. I mean, it's a power that you cannot not feel. And I just want to say one thing right quick. I got my two sons. They are joining me in fast, and they're doing the best that they can. And one of my sons mentioned that he didn't go into it with the and I told him to go into it with the purpose of something, with something that you wanna. And I said, even if you don't go in with a purpose of stop drinking or stop or smoking or whatever, if you go in a fast, you will come out in the end with something that you have accomplished. There's no way that you can go into a sincere fast and come out empty handed with nothing. So I just want to share that, and may Allah be pleased with us all.
Thank you, Brother Larry, and it's always a pleasure. You're one of my main brothers that I get inspiration from, and I feed off.
We have now 15 seconds. Could we close out with Salah?
Okay. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world.
Amen. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us again this morning. And join us next week, same time, Imam Shahid Shabazz, Riyadh of Creative, Blog Talk Radio. Peace be with you. Have a pleasant day.
Thank you, folks.